This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to a post-Thanksgiving edition here of the Sound Off on Reinvention Radio. Yay! Are you full? Are we still? Are
yes.
Are you good? Do you ever want to eat again?
Not turkey.
Yeah.
Another year. Now I realize why I only eat it once or twice a year.
I eat too much of it. All right. So we are sounding off today. Oh, man. We got the whole crew. Mary Goulet. Yay. Hey,
yes.
Mary Goulet. Richie Rich. What's up, baby?
How's it going?
Yeah, White Way's hanging out over there as well. What's up,
howdy,
Mr.
Howdy.
Man? All right. So, little post-Thanksgiving. What is that? What's that one thing? It begins with an L that puts you to sleep. It's
tryptophan.
Is that it? It's a T. It's not even an L.
There's no L in the word.
There's not even an L in the word. That's kind of funny.
I was trying to figure out where the L was in weed.
That's a really good question. And I know this, which is, this is our second year actually doing the Thanksgiving fun. We actually cooked this year for the second time. I've never cooked before. And goddamn, it's a lot of work. Do you like?
Oh yeah, it takes all day.
I totally have so much respect now for my relatives more so than like any other time in my life, because I didn't realize how much damn work it is. It's a lot of work to do that meal, and then you like eat it in like 6 minutes.
I know.
Are you guys the same way?
Yes.
I think our prayers like around the table take longer than it does for us to actually eat. And even then, I'm just like, by the time you get to the last person, there's really nothing else to be like. What else is there left to be grateful for?
What did the boys say?
Oh, you know, my phone, my Xbox, my this, my that. And I was like, God, I raised really, I'm a horrible parent. Like that was after
no,
I
No, they're
heard
just
my,
horrible children.
Or there's
that's they get to a stage in life where they're just horrible people.
I wonder if they'll catch on that Thanksgiving is right before Christmas, and maybe as they get a little older, they'll be like, I'm thankful for my parents and
right.
just how much they love us.
They're like,
well, he's got a Jewish dad, so it
there,
doesn't matter.
A little bit of that, which is good. But what I do know is I know exactly how their Christmas is going to go, because my birthday happened to fall the day after Thanksgiving
Happy
this year.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. So, yeah, that would be, I turned 27. And
Times two
or something. Yeah. So I don't know about you guys, but I used to actually look forward to birthdays. Now I don't care. I'm not one of those celebratory type people where it's like, okay, let's do this party thing. Let's do this whole nine. But yet if somebody did a party for me, I would show up. Like I would
well,
be the
how
first
nice
one.
Of you.
Well, you know, like I would be the first one to be like, oh, that's so sweet. Thanks for all that. I didn't get jack. Nothing. I got nothing. Like my kid.
Yeah, we're past that.
My youngest, Xavier, he made this like, love my boy. And I give him credit for effort, but it was like a bunk ass little car. Like he couldn't even like, it was like pencil. Like he woke up like mom, you know, probably woke him up and was just like, you know, today's dad's birthday. He was like, damn. And so he ran down, grabbed a pencil and like did a little something. Didn't even like color it in.
Oh, no color crayons.
No color. No, nothing.
What'd you say?
Nothing from Isaiah.
Oh, really?
That's nothing funny. From Isaiah at all. It's not funny. It's sad. It makes. I think I'm a horrible dad. I think I finally come to the conclusion that I am like, I am clearly a horrible parent.
That's what the kids, they're so self-absorbed. I get attention a little bit. Like I have to take the girls out of the house. We went to Coronado for my birthday and just had lunch, walked around. And they're like, Are we done now, Mom?
your present is our attention.
Are we done
yes.
recognizing
yeah, I
you?
Got, I get nothing.
All
Christmas,
right.
I get nothing.
So in other words, this is what you have to look forward to. This is what we both have to look forward to.
Well, I guess perhaps I was a little shocked. And it made me realize I got to do it. Well, first of all, it saved me a lot of money, which is good because their Christmas is going to be Cole, like there's like they get nothing.
You're gonna
for the
pay
holidays.
Them back.
So how do they celebrate hey, both?
Give them pencil drawn pictures
of money
of whatever they want.
No, of the presents they want.
Here's a pencil drawn Xbox. I didn't bother coloring it in.
You wanted that new Halo whatever game? Here it is. It's like I drew like you know like an Angels like a Halo. You want Halo? Here you go. And give them like one of those old. What was that? Do you remember as a kid where like there was that frisbee thing? There was like that big circle. It was not literally a frisbee.
Like a hole in the middle?
Yes. Yeah. It was like that big donut.
They were called
disc,
a Halo. Kind
of, was it called a Halo? Yeah. That's what I'm going to get them, right? It's like one of those $3.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got the wrong Halo.
One of those $3 pieces of plastic. All right. So let me ask you guys this. So did you, first of all, did you have a good Thanksgiving? Because I know we were doing sort of the, everybody have a great Thanksgiving, and now we're post-Thanksgiving. So Mary Goulet, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was nice.
Yeah?
I cooked and had Dave's family over. It was nice.
So does that make it like official? Are you, if you have Dave's family over for like Thanksgiving, does that make it like official then?
Official what?
I don't know. What do you do? Like at this point, would you ever get married again?
Don't even talk to me about that.
No?
I don't. I hope Dave's not listening.
No, Dave stopped listening like 100 episodes ago.
Yeah, right. So, how was your show today?
It was great.
I didn't listen.
Dave. After we gave him hell about not doing anything with the guy sleeping on the couch.
That was the last
episode Dave tuned into.
That's funny.
So, I can tell you this. I don't think I would get married again. If I got divorced now, I don't think I would get married again. Like, I can't even imagine why you would.
Yeah,
I don't know, but you're in a relationship
but you are
with somebody
thankful,
you really
the
like.
The question was about Thanksgiving.
No, it was it was about Thanksgiving. Yes. So, how big family does Dave have? A big family?
Two brothers and his dad.
Two brothers.
I was really more interested in having his dad over because he lost his wife almost 2 years ago, and I'm like, you need to spend more time with your dad.
Where does Dad live?
Carlsbad. so he stops by a couple times a week, but I'm like, no, you.
Right.
Maybe it was Dad's drone. He was looking to see if Dave was there.
What?
The drone that was looking in your place.
Oh.
Trying to find his son.
Oh, that's what it was. That was the drone that was hovering over the yard.
Where's my son?
So let me ask you this. So in your house, Portia, first of all, do the kids do anything to help?
So every other year they're with their dad at his big family reunion.
Oh.
So I get, when my children are not around, everything goes from high technicolor to grayscale. Really just love being a mom so much and having them around.
Yeah. So it kind of takes away from the festivities of the holidays when they're not there.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. So do you do all of the work when the kids aren't there? Because I assume they probably do some helping when they are there. But does Dave and the brothers and the dad, do they help at all?
So they didn't come over till like 3:30 or 4. And
right when you put it all on the table.
Right.
Yeah, nice. Great timing. Yeah.
Fine with me.
Yeah.
Dave is an all-in kind of guy.
Is he?
He's very helpful. He definitely. We bump into each other. Our thing is 3,000 square feet in this house, and we're always within 2 feet of each other. Move.
So he helped cook. He helped clean. He helped the whole night. All right, good. So then
that was nice.
That's a keeper right there. We like
there
Dave.
There you go.
We like Dave. So Richie, in your house, what do you guys do for Thanksgiving? Did you go somewhere? Did you have people over your house?
They cheated.
You were talking about that. It's the best. I'm telling you.
One of these days you'll try it.
That was awesome. Once again.
Where did you go?
This was Sprouts.
So you just did the Sprouts thing.
And it was like basically the cost of an organic turkey is like $70 to get an organic turkey, a big one.
Yeah.
We got the whole thing for $70.
So the turkey, nice. The stuff, and the cranberries,
yeah, so,
the potatoes.
I mean, it's kind of like the Costco chicken. Like, why would you buy? How do you walk out of the Costco without getting the Costco chicken that's a buck less than the one you can go get and put the other seasonings and cook and do all that stuff, and it's done.
Those are some big ass birds, man. So, I don't know where they get those birds at Costco, but those are some big birds.
No, it's cool because that way we focus more on getting to hang out then instead of only cooking.
So did you have anybody over, or is it just the three of you guys hanging out?
We did it. Trisha's mom doesn't eat a lot, and she was going to go to her sister's father-in-law, one of those, you know, how that goes.
Over there.
Over at another place. And then she was coming to us after, so we knew she wasn't going to eat much. So we actually did our Thanksgiving, just our family, Wednesday, and then we did leftovers with her Thursday.
Nice.
And then, so then we just kept bouncing over to see different people.
And at what point, just out of curiosity, like at what point, if you make the Thanksgiving meal on Thursday, at what point can you, like, shouldn't you eat the leftovers? Like at what day?
Day three. After 3 days.
Yeah. After 3 days in terms of like you're burnt out on the meal, or 3 days in terms of like you're going to now get salmonella and you're going to die?
Exactly.
3 days?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You should talk. Yeah, right?
I had it yesterday.
You should probably toss it because people don't see the bacteria that gets on the food in the fridge.
Ooh, there's, even if it's covered and like, really?
Yep.
Oy. All right. Yeah, I had a big plate yesterday. And I got to tell you, that is like...
If you're not feeling it, you're okay.
I'm not feeling it right now.
No, you're fine. But it's to me, it's kind of a... My sister was in...
A three-day thing.
The restaurant industry for years as a manager. And yeah. So she would always give me clues. She's like, yep, toss it.
Well, you got to take it off the bone, too. You're supposed to.
Take it off. Oh, yeah. No, we definitely do that. As a matter of fact, I got all like caveman. Because at some point, it was just like, okay, I can't really cut this thing. And that's what people forget is like, not only is it the cooking the turkey, but then you got to carve that damn thing. It almost takes you as long to carve it. At least it takes me that long. Finally, I was like, forget this noise. I just got my hands in there and just started ripping the meat off. Because I'm a Jew. I'm not going to leave any meat on the bone. I mean, that thing was like, that was the most naked, right? That was a naked bird right there. And like, literally, my kids started looking at me at the point where like, first it was okay. They noticed where I was slicing and putting the slices on the plate. And then you could see, like, when I went in there with my hands and just started ripping things out, the kids didn't touch. didn't touch that part of the turkey at all.
That's
not
funny.
Whatsoever. They're like, no, thank you.
So my friends went to Mexico, and when they came back the next Sunday, they had a turkey dinner because they wanted that for their kids. Well, one of their friends came over, and I was happy to carve the turkey.
Yeah.
I watched enough food programs to do it. This guy, I go, Lewis, do you want to do it? Or he goes, yeah, I'm a pro. I'm like, whatever. That sucker, he was like, phew, 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 phew,
oh, he did
phew,
it.
Phew, phew. It
oh,
was yeah. like artful.
It is a technique. You
yeah.
take the breasts off first.
Yeah.
And
yeah. He was so fat. I'm like, you know your way around a turkey.
all right. Well, let's do this. We're gonna have to wrap the sound off here up on Reinvention Radio. Good quality fun. Mary Goulet, Rich Wattay, Wai Wade, Steve Ulsher. And for those who have been rating, reviewing, subscribing to the podcast version, we appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving. Christmas is next. Yay. And Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and all that fun stuff. We'll talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Looking to be a successful entrepreneur? The virtual assistant industry continues to be a top choice for those looking to start their own business. The problem can be how to become a virtual assistant. Many turn to the Bible of the VA industry, the book, Virtual Assistant, the series, and it's the perfect guide for office managers, executive assistants, and other administrative professionals looking to make the transition from employee to successful business owner. Go to vathesseries.com to get your copy today.